there is a beautiful story about a great woman mystic of India, Meera. She was really a mad devotee, a mad bhakta, in tremendous love and ecstasy with God. She was a queen, but she started dancing on the streets. The family disowned her. The family tried to poison her, the family itself, because it was a disgrace for the royal family. The husband was feeling embarrassed, very much embarrassed. And particularly so in those days. And the story belongs to one of the most traditional part of this country, Rajasthan, where for centuries nobody has seen women's faces. They were covered, always covered. Even the husband may not be able to recognize his wife in the daylight, because they were meeting only in the night in darkness. In those days, in such a stupid climate, with such a milieu, the queen started dancing on the streets. Crowds will gather. And she was so drunk with the divine. That her sari will slip down. Her face will be exposed. Her hands will be exposed. And the family was obviously very much perturbed. But she sang beautiful songs, the most beautiful ever sung in the whole world. Because they came from her very heart. They were not composed. They were spontaneous outpourings. She was a devotee of Krishna. She loved Krishna. She told her husband that don't go on believing that you are my husband. My husband is Krishna. You are not my husband. Only a poor substitute. The king was very much angry. He expelled her from the kingdom. She was not allowed to enter in the territory. She went to Mathura, the place of Krishna. Krishna has died thousands of years before, but for her, he was as alive as ever. That is the mystery of love. It transcends the barriers of time and space. Krishna was not just an idea to her. It was a reality. She talked to him. She slept with him. She hugged him, kissed him. Nobody can see Krishna, but she was absolutely aware. Krishna represented to her the very spirit of existence. What Buddha calls dharma, the law. That is the masculine formation, masculine expression, the law. Meera calls Krishna, my beloved. Not law, but love. That is the masculine heart. She reached Mathura. There is one of the greatest temples of Krishna. And the head priest of that temple had taken the vow that he will not see any woman in his life. For 30 years he had not seen any woman. No woman was allowed to enter in the temple. And he had never left the temple. When Mira reached, she danced on the gate of the temple. The guards became so enchanted, magnetized, they forgot to prevent her. She entered into the temple. She was the first woman after 30 years entering the temple. The head priest was worshipping Krishna. When he saw Mira, he could not believe his eyes. He was mad. He shouted at her, "Get out from here. Woman, get out from here. Don't you know that no woman is allowed here?" Mira laughed and said that as far as I know that except God, everybody is a woman, you too. After 30 years of worshipping Krishna, do you think you are still a male? It opened the eyes of the head priest. He fell into the feet of Mira. He said, "Nobody has said such a thing ever before. But I can see, I can feel, it is the truth.